Local shares struggled for positive momentum for a portion of the session today, but actually finished with a solid improvement of around 15 points, or a quarter of 1%. So I think you could generally say that investors are still trading warily ahead of the decision on US interest rates, which will be announced Thursday morning local time. But mining and energy stocks did quite well today for different reasons. Most recently, we've seen an expansion of credit in China, which often translates to improving demand for commodities. So that's why iron ore miners did well today. Fortescue Metals was up by around 2%. BHP and Rio rose by more than 1%. Energy stocks are also higher on news that a major North Sea pipeline has been damaged and will take a couple of weeks to repair. So this is important because it will dampen production out of that important jurisdiction. And we saw Woodside Petroleum and Oil Search today up by more than 1%. Elsewhere, and as far as company news is concerned, Asaleo was the victim of a near 10% decline after they issued a profit warning due to the underperformance of one of their divisions. Kogan.com up by 1% on news that they're going to be rebranding Medicare health insurance as their own and collecting the revenues, the stock up by 1%. Elsewhere, Virgin Australia was down by 5% in the absence of any news. Perhaps higher energy prices are at the margins in terms of that impact. Transurban was in a trading halt. They're going to be seeking to raise close to $2 billion to fund the Westgate Tunnel project. Elsewhere, we also saw Westfield in a trading halt, Westfield Group in a trading halt there. Ahead of announcing the details of a major transaction, other shopping centre operators were on the front foot though. Centre Group up by about 4% and Vicinity Centres up by about 3%. Elsewhere, we saw a drop in business confidence in the last month, albeit from a 20-year high, but that did have a bit of an impact on the currency, which is back to around 75.2 US cents.